God is over all, so it's accurate to say we are a nation under God.
One nation under God, indivisible.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
Welcome back to today's issues on American Family Radio. Thank you, everybody who's given to our Share-a-thon the last 2 days, 2.5 days. We can see Share-a-thon. We can see the finish line almost after we top this hill, because at what time do we close out tonight, Walker?
6 p.m. Central.
So we got 7 hours or so roughly left on our 2018 Fall Share-a-thon. Hey, you can watch this, watch our Share-a-thon at Facebook or YouTube. Just type in today's issues, and we are live video streaming from our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi. Walker, Ed, Tim, and now Steve Jordahl is with us. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
From One News Now and AFR News. Okay, Ed, I'm going to let you tell our listeners, maybe they're just joining us, and I said 7 hours left on Share-a-thon. People are going to get busy this afternoon, then they're going to forget to give, even though they meant to, and then we're not going to be able to count their donation in the tally tonight when we get through. So if they want to avoid that, how do they do that?
Well, they should call now while they're listening to us, while they're thinking about it.
Right.
You're planning on doing it later in the day anyway.
This is your virtual sticky note.
Yes, perfect way of putting it. Sticky note, put the dog out, wake up so-and-so.
Put something around your finger.
That's right. Donate to AFR.
Donate to AFR. Here's the number to call, 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. Or you can go to afr.net to give. It is our One Nation Under God Fall Share-a-thon, and we are encouraging you to give to keep American Family Association, American Family Radio on the air, and perhaps, should God give us opportunity, to be able to expand into a few new markets. And so come alongside with us. Somebody gave 6 months ago during our spring Share-a-thon. That's why you're listening right now. Give now so that people can listen for the next 6 months.
Hey, I'm sorry, Walker.
You're good.
Menard, I'm going to list some of the folks who've given the last little bit.
Absolutely.
Menard in Maurice, Louisiana. Pete in Pembroke, North Carolina. Thank you. Skip and Maureen in Gatesville, Texas. Sharon in Pontotoc, Mississippi. Sarah in Pelahatchie, Mississippi. Let's see. Let me give a few more here. Tim in West Lafayette, Indiana. And Darwin in Baytown, Texas. Bobby and Judith in Taylor, Arkansas. Barbara in Delaware, Ohio. And Tammy in Britt, Iowa. So some good calls there from all over the country. Three or four there from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Big Ten.
I'm looking down Oklahoma, Georgia, Tennessee.
You're looking down at Oklahoma.
No. I'm looking down the list.
People are not going to give from Oklahoma yet if you're looking down on it.
Looking down the list, giving from Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Iowa. We've got folks from all across the country giving to American Family Radio. Thank you so much for your gift.
Here's the challenge. This last hour of today's issues, here's our challenge. We need 200 first-time donors. If you've never given, you love listening, maybe you're a new listener to American Family Radio, we need you to come alongside and be one of the 200 first-time donors that we can add to the list this last hour. Here's the number to call. Then I'll tell you a couple incentives to calling. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. AFR.net is another way to easily and simply give to American Family Radio. Two incentives here before we pitch this over to Steve for the news.
Besides doing the right thing.
Right.
Yes.
Giving to American Family Radio is doing the right thing. But if you need more incentive than that, Walker's going to give it to you right now.
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive an 8-ounce bag of American Family coffee and our latest Volume 5 Trivia Fridays CD. So that's a one-time gift of $150 or more. And lastly, if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive the two things I just previously mentioned, and you'll receive American Family Radio coffee tumbler here, and it has a convertible coffee top for a liquid, and then you can put in a soda can also, and it can serve as a insulator there. So multiple ways to give, AFR.net, or you can call 877-616-2396.
Now, how does the tumbler, the insulated tumbler, how does it know to keep cold things cold and hot things hot?
It's a smart tumbler.
Well, to give you the simplest answer, and I may regret even trying to give an answer, but whatever goes in, it maintains that.
It's a vacuum. The vacuum around there maintains hot or cold.
It was kind of a trick question.
There you go.
I obviously
did that for tomorrow.
Obviously knew the answer to that.
Well, I look for ways to sound smart, so that's why I tried to answer it.
Did you know, Normie, that tumblers keep things?
Oh yeah, yeah. Normie, little known fact there that tumblers can keep
hot things cold.
And if you want to keep hearing Ed's
and Steve going back and forth,
then call 877-616-2396.
We'll stop if somebody gives $500.
There you go.
Well, I have breaking news. I'm sorry I keep talking. I'm just talking too much.
No, it's all right.
It's kind of like Ed sometimes.
You talk.
Oh, man. Always just come back to insulting you.
Wow.
I had to take a jab. Y'all are jabbing at me all the time. That's I got to take a jab at somebody. Yeah. So.
But we do it with a good heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it helps my self-esteem to kind of pick on somebody else. Jim Stanley, our general manager, just texted me, and he said,
he's sitting right there,
from now until noon Central, the next 48 minutes, we have a $50 add-on challenge.
What?
A $50 add-on challenge. That means you give $25, it becomes $75. Any gift you give $100, it becomes $150, so on and so forth. So $50 will be tacked on to your gift of any amount.
If you give $25,000, it'll be $25,050. Hey, let's just think big.
Good math there. So you can call in. Here's the number to call in. $50 add-on challenge till noon Central, 877-616-2396. AFR.net is the website.
Now, the full disclosure is that you can't use the $50 add-on to get the incentives for a $150 gift.
Oh,
so
you got to actually
donate $150. But I do want to say
that would be beating us right there.
Yes,
try to do that.
Yeah, I do want to let folks know that the coffee, which I don't drink coffee, so
I do.
Other people who do like it very much, including my wife, for that one-time gift of $150 or more, you receive an 8-ounce bag of American Family Coffee, but also the Hilarious Highlights Volume 5. I want to let our Trivia Friday listeners know that is those are the funniest highlights from Trivia Friday. J.J. Jasper himself picks those out. We've had a couple of folks on our Facebook page who mentioned and said, hey, why don't you challenge the Trivia Friday listeners to jump in here at this point?
They're already challenged. But oh, you mean that way?
Yes,
a different
yes.
Way. Okay, I got
to jump in here and let's kind of push us forward during this last 46 minutes.
So you telling me that if I give $50, somebody is going to give $50, or if I give $100, they're going to give $50, or if I give $25, they're going to give $50.
That's
that what
right.
You're telling me?
That's right.
Your
but
gift.
Only for the next
raise
45 minutes.
Is this a?
I swear.
On your honor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the Bible? I need to put my hand on.
Okay. This sounds too good to be true. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, we had a generous donor who gives this money and says, "I want this to be used for a $50 match."
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, if people don't give during this next 45 minutes, that money goes away. I think so.
It's not committed.
It's not committed. So. So for the next 45 minutes or so till the top of the hour, 12 noon Central, whatever you give, $50 will be added.
What's
to.
What's the phone number, Ed?
Thank you. 877.
No, do it in the movie trailer voice. I want to hear it again.
Okay. 877-616-2396. 877-996.
Do that again.
That okay. number again.
Really?
877.
You're going to do the movie voice.
616-2396.
He did it by request,
Steve.
Sorry. Yeah. I wanted to hear. I like, do it one more time, Ed.
Okay. In a world without American Family Radio,
see that?
The forces of darkness
this is cool.
overcome America.
Yes.
But you, in this hour of need,
yes.
can give 877-616-2396.
It's all up to you.
I'm sorry.
Or all around you. All right. Oh, so
that's amateur hour.
All around you.
Speaking as a...
Thank Come you on. For calling us amateurs.
Steve, well, you're only hurting yourself
I am.
By consenting to criticize your partners here. We're trying
I
to
started
get,
it.
We're trying to help raise funds to pay your salary.
I'm just saying, if you want a movie voice, I can give you
okay.
a movie
voice. I didn't know. Okay, well, we'll have auditions later.
He
okay.
called me He called me an amateur
right.
and then went ahead and did
yes,
his own version.
Yes, he did his own version.
Leave it to the professionals.
Okay. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. It's Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. By the way, I misspoke earlier. In a fit of patriotism, I called One Nation Under God our national motto. That is not true. That is incorrect. That is fake news. The thing
Mottos
is,
In God We Trust.
In God We Trust is our national motto. One of our listeners corrected me, as they should have.
Right.
And I don't know. I just got confused there for a moment. But it must be a lack of sleep because I'm getting up so early to do Sandy's show
mm-hmm.
the last 3 days. All right, Steve, what do you got?
One Nation Under God is in the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
What's E Pluribus Unum then?
That is also a motto, but it's but there's
on our money.
But it's
the Canadian polka band.
Oh, yes, I've heard of them.
Yeah,
they're good.
Hey, yeah. Don't knock them till you've heard them. That's
no, okay.
what I say.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, let's start with the Missouri Senate race. Claire McCaskill is running against the Attorney General, the sitting Attorney General there. His name is Josh Hawley, and it's a close race. Well, our good friend James O'Keefe has been there with his Project Veritas videos, and he got into Claire McCaskill's campaign somehow and started talking with campaign workers about where Claire McCaskill gets some of her money. Specifically, does she get donations from Planned Parenthood? Because Claire McCaskill in Missouri is a fairly moderate state, and she doesn't want to, you know, there are such things, if not in Washington, at least in real life, there are such things as pro-life Democrats, so she doesn't want to offend them. Listen to what, listen to how this went. Cut six.
So, what were you telling me last night about Planned Parenthood?
How they don't donate to Claire because they don't want to ostracize pro-life Democrats in Missouri.
But they still somehow get us money?
They put it through like different like organizations.
Yeah, I think it's like a tactic just to like not make them too far left to try to get the moderate voters.
But we're still going to support abortion, right?
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more of like them not like, they go through other means to support and give the money. They just don't directly give the money from their like PAC.
So that's the, they're laundering the money basically.
That's two dumb employees right there.
Right.
Two dumb employees that need to be fired today because they are, if they don't know these kinds of things happen,
mm-hmm.
if somebody asked me, so we still give to abortion, right? That'd be a tip off to me that,
yeah.
Why are you asking me that question like that? She said, yeah.
100%, she said.
100%. But you know what? This is, despite how this information was gathered, which is, I guess, perfectly legal. Legal.
It is.
Because it's kind of like 2020 used to do, or 60 Minutes or so. It's undercover reporting is basically what it is.
Right.
And that's been allowed in our country for a long time. But what you got going on there is just a clear outright admittance on the part of Claire McCaskill's staff, or at least her campaign team, she is the current senator from Missouri, that we lie so that we don't lose people who are pro-life, but they vote Democrat.
Mm.
And that's what she was saying, right?
Yes.
They know in Missouri, Missouri is a conservative state overall. You get outside of St. Louis, Columbia, maybe Jeff City and Kansas City, though, and those are four pretty big places for Missouri, then it's a conservative state. So being pro-abortion to the hilt does not play well to the those voters. And so you try to hide it. That's what they're saying. We try to hide this to Missouri. But that right there is going to hurt her. She's already behind, right?
In the polls? It's a tight race. I think I don't know. It's within the margin of error.
But she also got in trouble. You remember a few weeks ago, or was it a month ago or so, Claire McCaskill got in trouble for she was having a bus tour around Missouri. Correct me if I'm wrong on the facts here. She was having a bus tour around the Show Me State to meet voters, right? And a lot of politicians do this.
Right.
Statewide election, they go around the state and they
covered meet. By the media so people see your name again.
Well, as it turns out, the senator was getting on her airplane, either her airplane or somebody else's airplane, and going from place to place.
And meeting the bus.
Yes,
so, that's right. That's true.
Which is kind of a metaphor for Washington, D.C., isn't it?
Yeah, really? She complains about
it's phony
about climate change and, you know,
phony.
All that. And so we're going to do the bus tour, but I'm going to fly because I don't really want to. I don't really want to go on the bus and hang
really
out with you people.
Bus and eat McDonald's and, you know.
Rub shoulders rub with shoulders the great unwashed masses.
Have to, you know, watch Andy Griffith while we wait on the next crowd to get here.
Got to listen to people like Steve and I imitations of the movie trailer guy.
Next story, Steve.
Well, I just want to say the other shoe is dropping in that Michigan.
There's
thing
another shoe?
There is another shoe.
In Michigan.
Missouri. Because Claire McCaskill is demanding that her opponent, who is the attorney general, open a fraud case against O'Keefe.
For what?
For going in undercover and doing what he did.
And embarrassing her.
What they need to investigate is how Planned Parenthood is funneling money to the candidates through other organizations.
Yes,
that probably
because Planned Parenthood receives taxpayer dollars.
Good point, Walker.
And so,
all right. Did you see?
By the way, we just went over 1.5 million.
Woohoo!
Awesome.
Thank you. Supporters.
So that's for Share-a-thon total. We want to be over two, certainly. Hopefully we can go beyond that, but that would be awesome. And our Share-a-thon only lasts 6.5 more hours.
And we are reminding our folks that until noon Central Time, there is a $50 add-on for every gift that is given, no matter what you give, folks.
That's right.
If you give $50, it becomes $100, as Steve pointed out. If you give $25,000, it's $25,050.
Ed, should I give out the number?
I think you should give out the number.
All right, excellent. 877-616-2396. Here's the number to call in directly to American Family Radio. Talk to one of our volunteers in the call center, 877-616-2396. Or you can visit our website, afr.net.
All right, Steve, what's next?
Well, let's do some deep state stories. We're finding out as time goes on just how embedded the deep state is. And specifically in this case, we're looking at the Department of State, the State Department. A judge is investigating, is a trial going on to uncover documents that were demanded of the Justice Department regarding Hillary Clinton. His name is Judge Royce Lamberth. He was a Reagan appointee, and he is running this trial. He came out today or yesterday and said he was shocked and dumbfounded when he learned that the FBI had granted immunity to former Clinton Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills. This is the FBI going easy on Cheryl Mills. He accused the career State Department officials of lying and signing clearly false affidavits to derail a series of lawsuits seeking information about Clinton and her private email server and her dealing with the Benghazi crisis. So that's there. And then we also have Department of Treasury, the Treasury Department, a woman named Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards.
What?
That's her name. A lot of names.
Natalie, say them again.
Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards.
I think that's just her show name.
That might be her show name. It's going to be her prison name if she is convicted.
Now to the stage to sing for you, Mayflower Sowers. That does sound like a show name.
So what did this lady do at the Treasury Department?
Well, she was found sneaking out documents about financial records from the Treasury Department and giving them to BuzzFeed reporters. She's the leaker. She's one of the leakers, and she has been arrested and charged with leaking to BuzzFeed. And these were documents related to Richard Gates, who is a former Trump campaign official, accused Russian agent Maria Butina, and suspected Russian suspected Russian money laundering entity and the Russian embassy in Washington. So she is 40 years old. She is an advisor in the Treasury's Financial Crimes
Network. Why would she do this?
I think she doesn't like
be her motive.
I think she doesn't like President Trump. Yeah, I think
this, this is more deep state resistance.
Absolutely.
Yes, these two stories are related. They're resistance stories.
I'm kind of surprised they caught her and busted her.
They caught her actually with the
USB
flash
drive.
Yes.
That she had all the incriminating.
Who caught her?
I believe it was the FBI.
Yeah.
What's happened here is this has been going on for months now, and BuzzFeed keeps publishing the financial records of these Trump officials, and finally the FBI caught on to, well, I wonder who's leaking that information. Then they came upon this lady. But here's the interesting note about this. In the court filing, she has a, quote, co-conspirator that was her boss. Her boss at the Treasury Department, whatever department she's in there, is listed as the co-conspirator in the court filing. So not just her. She's not just a rogue employee, but somebody above her was involved.
Let me just say this, and of course this is becoming more and more apparent, and I'm not the only one or the first one to talk about this. But that is this deep state against President Trump. This is very, very prevalent in our federal government, in Washington, D.C., and it's very hard to prove oftentimes, and also it's very hard to root out. And it takes, quite frankly, time, because what you've had here, you had 8 years of the Obama administration, and they had their own people in place, and they had their own people.
For 8 years, these people being hired.
For eight years. And so those people are still there. I mean, their career government employees.
Career bureaucrats.
Right? Like this woman here.
Yep.
There are a few places that are political appointments of the president, such as the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, for example. Well, Jeff Sessions may be in charge of the Justice Department as Attorney General, but all the people working under him, they're liberals.
Right.
Now, and they're not political employees.
They're not appointments. Now, I'm not saying I can prove they're all liberals. I'm just saying that's pretty well known now, because Obama had his people in place for 8 years, and they hired people who hired people who hired people who, and they all agreed with one another. That's why the deep state they're part of the resistance. Now, they're not going to come out of the front steps of the Treasury Department and say, hey, I'm against President Trump, and I'm going to be inside here working against his policies. Mm-hmm. So who wants to join me?
Yeah.
Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards.
Well, yeah. But what they do is they subvert from within.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very real problem that the president is having to contend with. I'm quite frankly shocked that this front woman was that blatant where she was busted like that. But see, this is what, you know, President Trump's already a paranoid person. Huh? Is that a secret to anybody?
No.
Huh?
And personality-wise,
I'm not criticizing his presidency or his policies or anything, but he's already a kind of guy who's pretty sensitive about,
suspicious.
He's suspicious.
Okay, I would be paranoid too if I were him. Maybe paranoid's not the right
word. Paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you're right though. Maybe a better word is suspicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's wondering who is really with me and who's really against me. So when you have that going on, it affects you. You know, it affects you. Who can I trust? Who can I really talk to? Who's a confidant? And then you hire people like that. You know, these people who go out and kiss and tell, so to speak.
Right.
Folks. So he's having to contend with that. That deep state resistance is very real, as proven by this story that Steve just mentioned.
Yep.
We shall return momentarily with more of Share-a-thon.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR. This week, we shine the spotlight on 1MillionMoms.com.
1 Million Moms was created to give every mom a voice with the decision makers to let them know that we're upset with the messages they're sending our children. Hello, I'm Monica Cole, Director of 1 Million Moms. Brother Don Wildman created this vision knowing that when a group of moms work together, along with God's help, so much can be accomplished. 1 Million Moms continues the mission with which AFA was created. We want to give moms a way to let their voice be heard as they take action. We're searching for 1 million moms or more who are willing to fight for their children to have the best chance possible of living in a moral society. All right, moms, it's time to stand up and take charge. Join the fight at 1millionmoms.com.
Dile you, mommy. Yeah?
Hi, my name is Esther, and I'm from Ohio. I started listening to American Family Radio about 4.5 years ago, shortly after the death of my husband. I had been on my way to the nursing home to visit my mom and was praying about how God would want me to be a good financial steward of what we had. And I turned on the radio and was kind of flipping through channels, and Dan Celia was on, and I was really captivated by what I heard there. I have been a faithful listener ever since that day, and I so enjoy the many programs that you have and the encouraging programming and the news from a biblical perspective. And I am just so thankful for the American Family Radio.
Just as we are brothers and sisters in Christ, we are one nation under God. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to our One Nation Under God Fall Share-a-thon. As the announcer just said right there, you're listening to today's issues on American Family Radio. We're not usually here each weekday at this time. Usually you're beginning to hear Alistair Begg on his radio show, his 30-minute radio show. But we're having Share-a-thon here, so we'll be here till noon central. Another thing that'll be here until noon central is the $50 add-on challenge we're having right now.
What?
The last 28 minutes, that's right. Any gift you give, $50 will be added on. A generous donor has agreed to do that. Here's the number to call. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pitch it to Ed.
Okay.
And let him give us the number and then maybe mention some incentives here.
Absolutely. I love those incentives. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. If you want to give here at our Fall Share-a-thon, and again, as Walker mentioned, don't forget that $50 add-on that is in place for the next 27 minutes. Whatever gift you give, $50 will be added onto it. That comes from the generous donation of one of our supporters. Now, as to the heretofore or aforementioned incentives that Walker said, here's what we do. We try to encourage people a one-time gift of $150 or more, a one-time gift of $150 or more, and you will receive an 8-ounce bag of American Family Coffee and Hilarious Highlights Volume 5. That is a Trivia Friday CD. These are hand-picked selections from the last year of Trivia Friday. J.J. Jasper actually painstakingly goes through every single Trivia Friday, pulls out some of the funniest things we have heard on that show. Now, if you prefer to give monthly, and we do try to encourage people to give monthly because it does help the ministry, helps us to kind of budget more accurately because we know exactly how much is coming in. If you'd like to give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will not only receive the coffee, You will not only receive the Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 CD.
Wait, there's more.
There is more. And that more is Walker's holding it up for those of you watching on Facebook or on YouTube for today's issues. The AFR insulated tumbler with the soda can attachment. That's right. I said the soda can attachment.
Right.
That means you can use it for coffee, or if you want to keep your soda cold, there's a different attachment, lid that you put on.
I'm putting coffee in it right now.
Putting coffee in it right now.
I've got coffee in this plastic or this foam cup. I'm pouring it in here now. Not sure if it's been washed yet since it came from the factory. We're going to put some coffee, American Family coffee, actually, in the coffee mug. And so this is officially my mug
it is
now.
It is now.
I'm stealing the mug now.
So that's the incentives for a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly gift of $30 or more. You're saying, please, please give me the phone number so I can call and get these incentives. Well, here it is. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net and give online if you do not want to talk to one of our fine people here in Sheraton Central, some of whom are not busy. And I've said in the last 2 days, when they're not busy, you know what they're doing? They're eating our food.
That's right.
They're going to the room next door and eating
that
food that I could be having for lunch. So, folks, help me out.
It's all about you, isn't it?
Get those folks busy. 877-616-2396.
Next story, Steve.
Well, let's talk about some angry Democrats, shall we?
We've never been talking about that.
We've got three instances of Democrat operatives actually physically assaulting Republican candidates. This two happened in Plymouth. Where can I find the state? It's a state. Plymouth is in Missouri? Plymouth, there's a Massachusetts?
There's a Plymouth, Massachusetts.
I think it's in Massachusetts.
There's a Plymouth, New Hampshire.
Hmm. Well, this is Sarah Anderson. Is a state representative in Plymouth, and there's another one in Minnesota too.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to talk about my bad.
Go ahead.
But she saw a man kicking her campaign signs down, and so she stopped this guy and said, "Don't, these are my signs. You can't kick them down." And he said, "Well, I'm sorry. I'm an anarchist, and I can do whatever I want." Well. And in fact, you're right, Ed, this is the Minnesota one. And so she started trying to film him. He cursed at her, bum-rushed her into the street into oncoming traffic where she had to stop filming and save her life, followed this guy to a gas station where he rushed her again, ended up putting his face in her car and punched her in the arm. And this comes 2 days after a fellow Republican House candidate named Shane Macklin was punched in the face at a St. Georgetown township.
This is what Maxine Waters wants.
This is exactly what they've been calling for.
This is what Hillary Clinton said. We don't need to be civil.
Right.
That's right.
With Republicans. This is why Eric Holder says we need to kick them. So the Democratic Party mainstream is encouraging this kind of physical confrontation.
Tim Kaine, the vice presidential candidate during the 2016 election with Hillary Clinton in an interview last year, said we not only need to stop Donald Trump and his policies by fighting in Congress and fighting in the courts, we even need to fight in the streets, he said, which is a clear call to
In this climate today, response. You know, in past years, maybe you could say, well, these people don't really mean it that way. They're just they're making a point, or they're using a metaphor. They don't really mean take up arms. And well, in this climate we live in today, if they say they don't really mean it in that way, they're being terribly irresponsible, to say the least.
And a lot of Democratic supporters are taking it as literal.
Antifa crowd.
So I just asked Ted Cruz and his wife, who were shouted out by a screaming mob from a restaurant.
Right.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, others.
Steve Scalise, who was shot.
Yes.
Others could have been killed that day by a lefty.
Yep.
Who was motivated by what he saw on the Southern Poverty Law Center website.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
People are taking
them
seriously.
He was a Bernie Sanders fan.
Yep.
And that's another reason we're encouraging people. We're not telling you who to vote for or which party to vote for. We're just encouraging you to vote your values in November 4th or 6th, I believe. November 6th, that's a Tuesday. To vote your values and make sure that you have people in office that are representing your values.
Steve, what's next?
Let's talk about Facebook. You know, there's a gentleman named Brian Americh who recently left Facebook. He left because he saw that it was become monolithic in its leftward-leaning policies.
What level of Facebook was he at?
He was an engineer at Facebook. He was a mid-level type
mid-management.
Person. Mid-management type person. So he notes that he wasn't fired for expressing his opinion. The leadership at Facebook engaged him, wanted to talk, wanted to know what he had to say. But he had this to say about the culture at Facebook. This is cut four.
There is a vocal minority inside Facebook that is belligerent beyond belief in a quest, I think, to implement social justice policies, you know, across our mission, basically. You can't even have conversations about that policy inside the company without having your character attacked. And I've experienced this personally, without being called a sexist or a racist or a transphobe or an Islamophobe. Like, you can't have conversations about those kinds of, you know, anything that's a tenet of the social justice ideology, effectively, without being attacked personally. Even though this is a minority of employees in the company, unfortunately, I'm not sure that Facebook leadership knows how to push back against them.
Is this sort of this is going on all over the country and in the Fortune 500 companies, not just tech, but all over the place? This, he called it a vocal minority. This gentleman, now what you just heard, folks, was a gentleman. His name again is what?
Brian Americh.
Okay, and he was an engineer for Facebook. I don't know what an engineer for Facebook does exactly, but computer
programming.
I mean, he wasn't, he just sweeping the floors there. He was in mid-management, and he says that inside the company, that if you say anything or post anything that goes against the liberal social justice warriors, they will attack you unmercifully and bombard your emails, and you're not welcome at the picnic, and I mean all this stuff.
Well, where, in the lunchroom or wherever
they shun you. And he says that, so you can't have, there's no freedom of discussion or freedom of thought on issues. That's all one way. And he also is saying that even the top management at Facebook, they may not be part of this crowd, but they give in to this crowd.
Stand in fear of them. And how short of a line is it between this happening inside Facebook and conservatives who are posting on Facebook having their messages shadow banned? And
It's happened to us here at American Family Association.
I think you could draw a direct line between those two things.
And I don't know how all that works at Facebook exactly. I mean, obviously they're letting us stream our show today, but in other respects, we've had problems and with Facebook blocking us. And I don't have anybody to know this exactly, but I think based on what he's talking about right there, this gentleman who worked for Facebook, it's all up to who has control of your account that's sitting in the offices there at Facebook and what they believe.
Right.
And hold on a second. And so whatever it is they believe, if you get a lot of very, quote, progressive social justice warriors and they get in positions that they can, they're the police for Facebook, and there's nobody looking over their shoulder to see that they're following stated company policy to be fair to people and not censor people purely because they're Christian or they're conservative. That doesn't appear to me be happening. It appears to me to be, you got a bunch of like-minded liberal social justice warrior sympathizers at these high-tech companies, and their mission is to save the world from these terrible conservatives. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So whatever they can do to harass us or to block us or to keep our message from getting out, like Diamond and Silk.
That's right.
Found out about. Somebody was doing this at Facebook. So that may, that in part explains the inconsistencies, because I'll say to somebody who works in our movement, I'll say, have you experienced any harassment from Facebook? And they'll say, no. And I'll say, well, you got the same mission statement we have, and we have experienced that at some level. That makes me think what I've just said, that this is whoever has control overseeing your particular account.
Right.
They put their views into right. place. Mm-hmm. So there you go. It's a long way of saying this is really happening with this, and this gentleman only confirms it.
Keep in mind that Facebook has also now embarked on a news gathering mission. It is going to be a lot of millennial types get their news from Facebook and some these social media instead of tuning into today's issues and One News Now.
They're lost.
Surprisingly, yes, it is. Facebook has decided that they're going to fact check everything, and they're going to decide what is fake news and what is not fake news. So
before the election, so this is going to be
specifically regarding the election.
Yeah, what's going to happen there is it's a good thing, I guess, on one hand, that this is all being made public.
Yes,
so everybody at least knows what the story is,
right?
So to speak, so we'll see what happens there, but be aware that this goes on. I tell you where Facebook is getting in trouble, not related to the bias against conservatives, but is, aren't they getting in trouble for being hacked?
Yes.
Data usage, the apps that they employ and they use. They're not the only ones. There's a lot of social media companies, but
a lot of shareholders want Zuckerberg gone because of these. What do you call
their data breaches?
Okay, data breaches.
And so, what happened just a couple weeks ago, or actually, this happened within the last year, but it was just uncovered the past few weeks, is some hacker gained access to between 15 and they're not sure what number, between 15 and 30 million users. Private information, and what's considered private is things that the public can't see, only your friends can see. Birth date, where you're from, where you went to school, all that, what's considered personal information. A hacker apparently got control of at least 15 million users' personal information and kind of downloaded that information.
Couldn't you use that to commit identity theft?
You could use it for identity theft. You could use it to sell. You could sell that data to companies. But this is Facebook, who has thousands of employees, many of them probably tasked with network security, but hackers are still gaining access.
Yeah, how does that happen? If you got 20,000 computer geeks working for you.
No.
Okay? How do hackers break into Facebook? And if they can do that at Facebook, how do they?
They can do it anywhere.
They can do it anywhere. Right. They can be the Defense Department. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, that's why you've said, Dad, before, don't put anything on Facebook you wouldn't want the world to know.
Right.
And that includes where you live, where you work, all that information.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. Our theme this fall is One Nation Under God. And we are coming to you and just letting you know these 3 days, this is the last day, and we're at 6 o'clock Central tonight. We'll go back to our regular programming as far as there'll be no more Share-a-thon, but we, in the spring and the fall, for 3 days, we do tell you, hey, folks, I know you go out to your car and you turn on American Family Radio, and it's free. You know, you don't have to put your credit card in, figure out how to slide it, whether it has a chip, and all that good stuff. You just turn on the radio, and we're there. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we want it to be. We don't want to, you know, seem like we're badgering people or harassing people for donations. That's why we only do it 6 days out of 365 days. But when we do have Share-a-thon, we're serious that we need your help. And thank you, everyone who's already responded to this call for help, financial help, the last 3 days. And we want to close strong, as they say. So we have a situation going on right now. For the last, till the top of the hour, there is a person who has...
We got us a situation here, Tim. And what I'm just saying.
What is that situation, Ed?
Folks, I'm telling you, we got a situation. Now, listen carefully, please. We got us a situation
here. We're in the situation room.
At American Family Radio, okay? And that situation is, Now that I've got you, not that I got you guys tuned in thinking there's something bad. No, it's not something bad. It's something good. Oh. This is a good situation.
Tell us, Ed.
$50 added to every gift you give.
This hour.
This hour up until, so we got about another 11 minutes, about another 10 minutes. $50, every gift that you give to AFR's Share-a-thon, our One Nation Under God Share-a-thon, $50 is added on to your gift. We had a generous donation from one of our supporters. They said, I want to add $50 onto every gift between 10 and 12 p.m. Central Time Thursday, and that is coming to a close here. So here's the number. You want to take advantage of this situation we're talking about. 877-616-2396. Yes, you can have $50 added on to your gift to American Family Radio. 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net.
Let's hear from another listener.
AFR has been an incredible encouragement to me over the years. I love my God. I love my country. And the steady infusion of truth and news of what's going on in this country feeds my prayer life. AFR gives me the information and the news with shows like Today's Issues, Sandy Reels, Brian Fisher, Washington Watch. They bring the right perspective of the events that's going on in my world. I love the One News App Now app. I can't tell you how many times a day that I open that up and read the different news reports. AFR makes me stronger and more informed as a Christian to fight the good fight. I get involved with the action alert, signing the petitions, boycotts, and even contacting my state and local officials on important issues. I've always been taught all it takes for evil to triumph is good men do nothing. AFR and AFA is doing something. Thank you for fighting the fight and lighting the fire under me.
I'm digging that. I'm digging that music bed too.
Oh yeah.
And how about that testimony too?
Yeah, absolutely. This is we want 5,000 of these kinds of guys right here.
That's
men
right.
And women like that. That'll be a big impact.
Nine minutes. This nation. 8 minutes now. 8 minutes left to take advantage of this $50 add-on challenge until 12 p.m. Central. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. AFR.net is the website.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who's already given to American Family Radio. We forge ahead here. We've got about 6 hours left of Share-a-thon. And so if you haven't given already, please call in and make as generous a donation as you can to help us here at AFR. If you believe in what we're doing, then stand with us. That's all we're asking. If you believe in what we're doing, stand with us here at American Family Radio. Next story, Steve.
Let's talk about a Disney actress. Her name is Keira Knightley. You have seen her if you have seen these movies in Pirates of the Caribbean, a Disney
yes.
movie. She's in the upcoming Nutcracker movie that I think is going to be I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you like music.
I so, do. It's yeah. the Tchaikovsky Nutcracker, and it's a live drama about that. Anyway, she's been in several Disney, but she is telling her, she told Ellen, the Ellen show, that she will not let her daughters watch several Disney movies for several reasons. Just listen to this, Cut 5.
And she's banned from seeing certain children's movies, right?
Yeah.
What are they?
Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Banned. Because, you know, she waits around for a rich guy to rescue her. Don't rescue yourself,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
What was obviously?
You don't wait around for a guy to rescue you.
Start that again. I'm sorry I interrupted, Deb. I couldn't hear what she said here. These are reasons she doesn't let her
daughter watch
Cinderella.
Certain
is
Disney
the one,
movies.
Okay,
yes.
Start it again.
And she's banned from seeing certain children's movies, right?
Yeah.
What are they?
Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Banned. Because, you know, she waits around for a rich guy to rescue her. Don't rescue yourself,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
And this is the one that I'm quite annoyed about because I really like the film, but Little Mermaid. I mean, the songs are great, but do not give your voice up for a man. Hello. Wow.
There you go.
I don't know what to say.
A little sexism going on there.
I'm with you. It's just hard. I don't want to insult her. She has the right to raise her child any way she wants.
She a man hater?
Well, she apparently doesn't think men are important.
Right.
Listen, I understand what she's saying. You shouldn't, when she's saying you don't give your voice up for a man, of course, if you know the story, she was going to give up her voice, Ariel, so that she could become human. She's a mermaid, become human and marry the man she loves. I understand you don't want to give your gifts up. I think that is stretching the movie way too far, and it comes from a position of we don't need men.
Right.
So we don't need men, so we shouldn't do anything to...
Which is no...
What was the Cinderella, a rich man what now? She was objected
to? Looking for the prince to rescue, a rich man to rescue you from your life of cleaning up.
Well, would it have been okay for a poor man?
Well, a man, she doesn't like the idea of a man
rescuing.
What about
a poor man rescuing her?
This ties right in to the mantra of the Democrat Party, which is rich white men are the problem. Rich old white men are the problem. That's why they went after the age of the senators in the Senate.
There may be senators, Walker, but the senators.
Yeah, that's what I said, the senators. Okay. The Republican senator, I might have said it too fast. But that's why they go after... They play identity politics.
Yes.
Like Ed mentioned yesterday, they divide everybody up into categories, age groups, colors.
We need to remake Cinderella and make the person who saves her a pauper. And then...
Well, she would say that Cinderella shouldn't be waiting around for a man to rescue her.
No matter whether he's rich or poor.
Right. Well, why use it as rescue? This is what I don't. Why is it rescue? Cinderella falls in love with a prince.
Right.
Not her fault. She comes from a poor background.
This is from the mind of social justice.
And what's wrong with wealth?
What's wrong with wealth?
She's rich. This woman's rich.
Well, sure we could also talk about another Disney actress, Kristen Bell, who has some concerns about Snow White because Snow White didn't give consent for the kiss that woke her up from her. From her long nap.
Well, she didn't give consent to the witch who poisoned her with an apple either.
No, she didn't.
And she was asleep. And
I'm just thankful somebody's taking a stand.
There you go.
The really big issues.
On the really big issues of our time.
Well, you know who is not taking a stand in this section? Kleenex is not taking a stand. They had a new product out called Man-Sized Tissues. And they were saying that these are extra large tissues that... are made for large faces and noses and all this kind of stuff, but the social justice warriors came after them and said, you can't do that, that's sexist. So they rebranded their man-size Kleenex extra large.
So once again, to Walker's point, men are scum.
Yes.
Yeah. Men are navel lint in this world. Mm-hmm. Well, not in this world, but in this country. And you know what, feminists are always... You know, they're always making fun of men and dissing us. But when the zombies come, all right, women are going to be looking for strong, big men to protect them from the zombies.
That's right.
They're not going to be looking. They're not going to be looking for social justice warriors who cry over a hangnail. They're going to want manly men. Men like Walker who can shoot a gun.
That's right. Kimberly Clark, the maker of Kleenex, had this to say. It says that its branding of the man-sized tissues in no way suggests that being both soft and strong is an exclusively masculine trait.
When is somebody going to tell these people just to shut up? I mean, if I'm at Kleenex, and who's complaining, whoever is complaining here about this, I tell them, well, I don't know. That's not good public relations, I guess. But
I'm with you, though, and this is why I'm not on the board there at Kleenex.
Right.
I'd say, you know what, ladies? Men are bigger than you,
right?
Generally speaking,
right.
Their faces are bigger. They need a bigger tissue,
right?
We're going with the campaign.
Right. Or you could say, you know, clearly you're being used as a tool.
are these social justice warriors going to complain that we have no women in the NFL?
Ooh,
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. Complain about Snow White, Cinderella, and Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
I say get a life.
Ed says give a life and make a donation.
I agree with what Ed said.
Get a life.
Both of the things
and
he said.
And a DVR. So you can watch your favorite.
And while you're at it, make a donation to American Family Radio Share-a-thon getting a life. How about that one? Hey, have a good afternoon. Keep listening to AFR. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Janet Mefford and Fred Jackson straight ahead.